The Mishnah says in the beginning of Megillah Nikris, B'Yud Aleph, B'Yud Beis, B'Yud Gimel, B'Yud Dalet, B'Tesvav. The Mishnah tells us the different days one reads the Megillah. So we're all familiar with 14 and 15. We're very familiar with 14. That's Rov of Klai Yisrael. And we're also familiar with 15. We know at least Yerushalayim. What's with Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel? The Gemara tells us back in the day, they had the Kfarim, the villages, who, for different Machokas, Rashi, Tosfos, other Rishonim, why exactly, what was the concern, why couldn't the Kfarim read on their own? But be it as it may, they had a special dispensation, they could read the Monday or Thursday before Purim. Monday and Thursday, apparently, is the day they came in anyway to do things in the shuk, to do things, court cases. So once they were here, they said, okay, let's, since they can't hear them, apparently they couldn't hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet, so they made a special dispensation, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. In fact, there's a Yerushalmi that writes, the whole month of Adar, really, you could hear the Megillah. We know it's way Paskin that way, but is a Yerushalmi like that. Imagine that. Then imagine this year, maybe Adar Aleph had Beis, maybe just Beis, according to the Yerushalmi. But either way, it's not something we'd usually go with, but we have, so you read the Megillah on 11, 12, and 13. So in fact, and what's the difference anyway? The Gemara talks about the difference between a Megillah Bizmana and a Megillah Shavuot Bizmano. What's the difference if you read, if you read, today we only read the Megillah basically Bizmana on its right day. But what about in theory, in the days where you could read it on 11, 12, and 13, what's the difference? The difference is, the Gemara tells us, that if you read it on today, if you read it on Sunday next week, if you have your own cloth parchment and you know how to read, you can read it by yourself. It's best, presuming Nisa, to read it in a minyan, but if you, it's really a chovas hayachid, you could read it on your own. But if you're reading it back in the day, if you read it 11, 12, or 13, you'd have to read it with a minyan. That could be why, one reason why they didn't have a minyan in the villages. Maybe like each village had like three, even though we know it was terrible with the Crusades, but in terms of numbers, there weren't that many. I mean, one's too many, of course, but in terms of big numbers, because you had little towns and you had, a couple of Jews and that was it. So maybe that, so Megillah Shalom, if it's read not on its day, then you have to need a, so in fact, that's a discussion where it comes up is when Purim falls out on Shabbos, and that could only happen in Jerusalem. The way our calendar is set up, the 15th day of Adar can come out on Shabbos, which is the day Jerusalem reads, but not for us. So when do they read the Megillah? Jerusalem, when it falls out on Shabbos?
Sunday. No, Friday.
The Makdim, they bring to read it Friday. So it's a discussion in the postgim. Do they need a minion to be Yotze? Because why? Because in theory, it's Shalom Bizmana. Usually Yerushalayim is on the 15th. So some say then the difference is if you're reading Yerushalayim, you have to make sure you hear with them. Others say there's no greater Megillah Bizmana when they're reading with the rest of Klal Yisrael. What greater Bizmana than that? So, in fact, it's also another discussion. Bidyevit, if someone who was supposed to be on the 15th, right on the 14th, maybe they yotze anyway, because maybe the 14th is really the day. See, the Gemara talks about a Suffolk Mukus Chama. What about a city we're not sure when it was walled? It was a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun or not? We don't know. So the question is, when do you read? So the Gemara says, if you're not sure, what do you do?
Read both days.
But which is your main day? 14th. The 14th is the main day where you do all. See, let me just point out for the villages also. It was only for the villages. It was this Kriyas HaMegillah. In fact, there's a I think it's a Chachma Shlomo. One of the Shlomos says, he says, how many... King Solomon, Shlomos go a long way. But I think it's in the beginning of Megillah. He asked, how many times does it say the word Purim in the Megillah? I don't want to rule. You could count it next week. But he says 5 times. He says, and he says, and if you look, it says twice it's spelled Male, it's spelled full, and 3 times it's spelled Chaser, like without a vav. He says, what's the pshat? He says, it's related. It goes back to the first Mishnah, that Purim are 5 days, but the first 3 days are only like a partial Purim, meaning even the Kfarim, Purim was on the 14th. It was a local dispensation to hear the Megillah reading, but nothing, it's not that Purim was that day, so too over here when we talk about any 11, 12, and 13, it's not Purim, it's only like a quasi-Purim you can read, but they still did Shaloch Manos and had the meal on Purim. So he said that's an illusion, it's spelled Chaser, meaning it's a quasi-Purim, but the full Purim is only on 14th and 15th. That's Purim spelled twice Male in the Megillah.
Why can't they read for the Megillah on Shabbos in Yerushalayim?
Well, because the Gemara has the Gemara, and even before we had a calendar, many reasons. One is Gzeira Daraba. One is the same reason we don't pull a shofar on Shabbos.
But it's a loop.
What are you saying? Because it's a walled. It would be a little hook. But even though the halacha is, as I mentioned, or if I didn't mention, is what we call Yerushalayim, some people say they go to Yerushalayim, and some people go to Jerusalem. But what my Rebbeim meant to say is, when you go to the old city, that's Yerushalayim. You go to Ben Yehuda, that's Jerusalem, or the Shuk. It's not, you know. So the point, but halacha is. For Purim, when do they read? If you're outside the walled city, when do they read Megillah in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, I should say? They still read on the 15th, because why? It's a separate halacha. If you're smucha to Yerushalayim, or not smucha to the walled city, it doesn't have to be smucha to Yerushalayim. So the halacha is any villages close to the walled city also take on that day. And in fact, that's the Chazon Ish. He paskins that B'nai Brak and Tel Aviv is a Suffolk Mukmas Chama, because it was next to Yafo. Yafo has a din of a Suffolk, and therefore he says to read Megillah on the 14th also. He's Machmer. On the 15th also. But of course, the luck is when you're reading the Megillah both days, you only make a bracha on one. Only one day is right. You go with regular the 14th, and then on the 15th, you read the Megillah without a bracha, meaning you take out a cloth and everything, but you don't make, because suffix brachas gohakel. So the same thing with Jerusalem. Jerusalem's not a suffix, so therefore, everyone samuch makes it. So in fact, that was a Shiloh Lameister they got this year. Unfortunately, there are many Israeli soldiers, or the hostages, I don't think they have an option of what they could do, but the soldiers who are in Gaza, they want to know when should they celebrate Purim. Why? Or it's called Aza, but we call it Gaza, because apparently Gaza is a Suffolk Muklis Chama Yeshua Ben Nun. There's a doubt whether it was a walled city from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun. So it's a discussion. So I'm assuming, I don't know the last time, maybe it was in 1929, I don't know, before they gave back Gaza. Was there a Jewish yeshuv in Gaza before they gave it back? I'm not sure who was living there. I don't know if I know people used to go down to the beaches and go down, but I don't know. They asked Avaji Yosef's son. I'm still calling him his son because I forget his first name. Rabbi Yosef's, they asked him about, what about today? So he paskin that, I assume that's the standard, but he said they just celebrate Purim on the 14th. He says, because even if it is a suffix, but today it's an ear. Which is, it's a city which is, you know, populated by Goyim. There's no Jews. The only reason the Jews are here now is to protect Israel for the war. So he says the soldiers should just celebrate on the 14th, and that's it. But the many cities, there's, I think they talk about, there's a whole list of them where have, so Suffolk, Mukhlis, Cham, Yeshua, Ben Nun, so in different, it could be Tiberias, so I'm not sure what, I guess different Minhagim. So in this case, what they would do is they would read the Megillah on the 15th, but they would do it without the Bracha. It's a separate child of a person goes from persons in Jerusalem. In other words, can someone avoid Purim? Like, let's say on the 14th I go to Jerusalem, and on the 15th I go to Tel Aviv. But it's more some people are interested in celebrating Purim twice. That's the meaning. I mean, not the meaning. I mean, a lot of people, they celebrate Purim in Israel, and then they go celebrate, not to say halachic celebration, but they go in. That's a whole discussion. At what point in the day are you mechuyev in the, so some say if you're there the morning at Alos HaShachar, so there's a discussion whether you'd be, you know, so then you certainly then would hear without, you know, you wouldn't make up, you're probably not the one laning anyway, you can't lane because you're not going to live in Bichayev, but in terms of, it's a whole discussion at what, maybe some say wherever you are on the 14th, so, you know, like if, so it's not clear you would be chayiv twice or not, depending on what you assume is the generating force. But that was the so Suffolk Muchas Chama they read on the 15th without a bracha because on one hand because we're not sure because on one hand maybe Mikra Megill and notice it's also I think the question is also do they. The Sakhman, do they only read during the day or do they read at night? Because when you look at the Kfarim, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about a nighttime reading. They came Thursday morning, so they clearly. So what did they do the night? So someone claimed that was a later institution, the nighttime. But even if you don't assume it's a later institution, many assume the reading at night is only Midrabanan, and the reading during the day is Midivrei Kabbalah. And therefore, that's why we assume the Ikka Kriya's Megillah is B'yom and not B'layla, even though we have to eat both.